On the Clazzy, Matt and Kimber catch-up, Big Mal phoned in to talk Melbourne Cup.
If you missed Clazzy, Matt and Kimber, there'll be more chances to hear them weekday mornings. But if you missed ABC Blind's clearance last month, there's still stock to clear. Last chance. Call 13 13 15.
Everything Perth on your podcast. Gosh, how do we fit it all in? It's Mix 94.5's Clazzy, Matt and Kimber. Enjoy.
The man we think is running the land, Big Mal. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Clazzy, and hello to you, Kimber and young Matthew. Always nice to join you guys on Mix 94.5.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. But I've got to say, congratulations, well, perhaps through you, but Lucy's made the Maxim Hottest 100 Women at 93. Well, not years of age, but she's come in at 93. Are you excited about that?
Well, Kimber, I'm a little bit torn. I've got to say, good on Lucy. I'm glad that she made it. Lucinda Mary Turnbull is my number one, but no man likes to have his wife rated at 93 on any of I'm sure that simpler minds are quite chuffed with this kind of rating system, but how could any man be happy with a 93 rating? I mean, I've got the magazine in front of me, and I'm flicking through it. What's Margot Robbie got that Lucinda Mary Turnbull hasn't, or Jessica Murray, or, oh God, Olympia Valance. Sweet Jesus, where does that begin and end? Oh, I'm sorry, but maybe Lucy can try and push up the list next year. Maybe she can go down the Ruby Rose route and get herself heavily inked across the decolletage. You know, what should she have up there? Maybe a nice slogan like jobs and growth. Quite sexy. But really, why stop at 100? I mean, why not rate all of the women in Australia? And there you see the problem. I just think the whole thing's completely tawdry.
Well, speaking of tawdry, Prime Minister, you've announced the other night that the door is shut to people coming by boat. Tell us, Matthew, about
it. First of all, I want to say congratulations on your celebration of Dirk Hartog. The man that came by boat before we shut the door.
Quite right.
Yes, we have shut the door on illegal boat arrivals. Bang, there it goes. The door's shut. Peter Dutton, or Mr. Potato Head, as I call him, in the cabinet room. And he looks like a potato, doesn't he?
He does.
His eyes actually look like the eyes of a potato. He's announced that that is the policy, and we are serious. I did point out to Potato Head that we don't actually have a door. We just have 25,760 kilometres of coastline.
That's right.
They wanted to run with the door analogy. Knock, knock, who's there? Somebody fleeing war and persecution. Piss off to Papua New Guinea and we'll process your application in the fullness of time. I haven't got a pen. I'm a refugee. Listen, I'm not that good with knock, knock jokes, okay? I don't exactly know how they work because I've never knocked on a door. When I arrive, the door's always open. There's a red carpet there. And, of course, I've never answered a door because I've got a butler. So the whole thing is kind of lost on me.
Hey, Big Mel, Melbourne Cup Day today. Do you love it? Does a special marquee await?
Well, it's a terrific day to pop a champagne cork, the colour and the pageantry, the sound of the horses' hooves pummeling down the home straight. I really like it. And the sausage sizzle in the car park at Flemington, it really does celebrate our freedoms. And men dressed as Smurfs or Minions being ignored by women. Why would you go along as a group of men dressed like that? No woman, no self-respecting woman wearing a fascinator is going to go, you know, wow, I went to the races and I picked up Papa Smurf. You know, I don't understand it, but my father Bruce always said to me, if you're going to have a flutter, Malcolm, always make sure that you only punt with money you won't notice when you lose it.
Mm.
So I'm just going to drop $50,000 on the cup just to keep an interest. I'm filthy rich. I like to remind people of that. But before I go, I'd just like to say the Mix 94.5 and everyone's on the edge of their seat, aren't they?
Yes.
Ooh, who's he going to rock today? Mix rocks. Rolly star.
Hey!
It's got a cheer from you guys. Good on you. Rolly star. What happens out there? They Heartland Labor supporters, are they?
I don't know.
I mean, they're out in the hills. They're loving life.
Yeah, they're trying to get things to grow in the gravel at the moment. Yeah.
Good on you. Out in the hills. Smoking a bit of reefer, no doubt. Good on you, people from Rolly Stone. Get down to the 7-Eleven and get a Slurpee.
Big Mel, have a wonderful cup day and give our best to number 93.
Good on you. You're great constituents.
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber, weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
I'm about to move into my new batch pad where I can see the water from my balcony.
You're
it's
kidding.
A long way from the beach-ish, but, you know, I can see it. But I'm moving, and I've got that mixture of excitement and trepidation.
Okay.
You know, always excited because it's new and it's a cool place, but, you know, what are my neighbours going to be like? Are they nice? Will there be a meth lab underneath me? You know, all that stuff.
Or the place you're moving into.
Or the place I'm moving into. And, of course, I think the thing that frightens me the most about moving house is that I know I have to man up.
Okay.
You know, and so I've had to hire a truck that I can drive.
Adult things,
and I know I'm going to bunny hop. You know, when I leave the rental place and the guy, oh, God, there goes an actor or whatever. But moving furniture, there's no better way to emasculate you than moving furniture.
Yep.
Because it just shows you how weak you are, how bad you are at geometry.
Yeah.
You know, I don't handle those things. There's going to be a lot of, oh, wait, no, turn it. No, put it down. There's going to be a lot of that. It reminded me of a time, or my brother told me about it yesterday when we were in Sydney. Obviously, lots of Melanesians in the eastern suburbs of Sydney, and we were moving house, and we got this Maori guy, a man with a van, right?
Yep.
And he comes over. He's a great bloke, and Carl and I watched him lift a full size fridge on his own and carry it up 3 flights of stairs.
Whoa.
That is cool. Okay. Jake the Mus, move your house.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I've seen some things in my time, but I knew in that moment that my position in the pecking order was basically away from the campfire where they threw me scraps. You know,
you felt like Beach Weakling all of a sudden.
Oh, my God. A moving house. And you know, I want to find out some stories, maybe some advice.
Okay.
You know, because I've been packing, and packing's like Tetris, man.
Yeah, so much fun,
like,
isn't it?
You've got to find the right way to do it, and I'm not good at that sort of stuff.
You want to pack the truck once because otherwise it's really annoying to unpack.
Oh, yeah.
But I've got a bit of advice for you.
Oh, please.
I've moved house a lot, a lot.
Actually,
right?
You have. Yeah, your last 15 years.
Yeah, I reckon I think I've lived in 15 houses in 15 years or something. Like, ridiculous, right? But my best advice is make the bed first.
Oh.
Make your bed, right? Because at the end of the day, you've unpacked all these boxes, you've done all this cleaning, you're completely over it. When you're totally knackered and you want to go to bed and you walk in and there's just a mattress there and there's no bedding on it and you have to make the bed, honestly, it is the most tedious task. Making the bed becomes the hardest thing you've done all day.
Make the bed first.
Yeah, it sucks getting into a bed that's not made.
Yeah, you're
actually
exhausted.
The title of your autobiography.
Make the bed first. And now you have to lie in it.
From the writer of Unpack Those Boxes, and I'm over this cold.
A lot of people will have advice for you, Maddie. My advice for you is to find the number of the Maori guy again. It'll just make tomorrow so much easier.
I'll fly him over.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Big day tomorrow for you, Matt. You're moving house.
Yeah, we're talking moving, and I was thinking about a funny, funny story, and it's one of those stories that's only funny because no one got hurt, right? It could have been awful, but me mate Boogie, who I've talked about many times, was known for getting injured, right? So we were moving and we had a truck with one of those hydraulic ramps that falls down and you can, right? Okay. Yep. So it falls.
Right.
Right, without meaning to.
Oh, no.
It misses everything on Boogie except the entire length of his shin.
Oh, no. Oh. I can feel the pain.
Oh, God. How did you tell that story?
Like removing all of the skin from the shin?
Yes. And then stopped before it crushed his foot.
I can feel it.
Oh, anyway, don't do that. Sorry, Boogie. I know that brings you...
As if moving house wasn't stressful enough.
God, wow. Okay, let's carry on. Rhonda's in Nollamara. Rhonda, what is your best moving advice for Matt?
Rhonda?
Rhonda is just looking for a shin at the moment.
What's your advice, Rhonda?
Morning, guys. Okay, if you're driving the truck, mate, make sure that you've got enough room so that you don't take out the fence like I did.
Oh, that's good advice, Rhonda.
Rhonda, is it because did you line it up correctly and still hit the fence just because of the space?
Well, not exactly. I had plenty of room and my son was guiding me and I was reversing the truck. and I sort of heard this bang, and I thought, oh, you know, must be something moving in the truck, so I just kept going.
Right.
And five panels later in, yeah.
Oh, that is very good advice.
Rhonda, I think you need a new guide.
Yeah, you do. And I know I'm going to go into full panic mode when I put it in reverse and it does that.
Yeah.
And then people come out. Oh, good on you, Rhonda. That's very good advice.
I like that. Okay. Okay.
Good luck with your move.
Thank you. Tony in Butler, g'day.
How you going?
Good, mate. What's your advice?
Yeah, start with all your boxes first to the front of the truck. That way when you unload, you've got all your furniture and you're not tripping over all the boxes that you have strewn everywhere.
You see, that's a lesson for life, Tony.
That's a really good advice,
what a wise
Tony.
Man.
Yes.
I like that. Tony's the kind of guy, I think, I bet you pack a box that's got, you know, a tea towel in it and the cups of tea and the kettle and stuff in the top box so that you can get everything organised while you're doing it.
No, what you do is you wrap all your china and all the fragile stuff in all the tea towels and the towels so they don't break on your way, because I'm a bit of a rough driver.
Oh, well, there you go.
So is Rhonda.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the common theme that's coming through here.
All right, thanks, Tony. Good advice, packing boxes first.
Sage advice. We'll call him Tony Sage. To Molly, g'day, Judy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Got some advice for Maddie's moving house.
Oh, great advice, Maddie. You need to find yourself a friend with a little baby that sleeps a lot and hold it all day long. And then you can just direct people around.
Oh, Judy, that is genius.
I've done it. It works.
Oh, because I am actually great at giving orders. I'm just not so good at doing anything. So
will listen unless you're holding that baby, and then they'll feel sorry for you, especially when it's crying or you're crying.
But
it
Judy,
works the treat.
I don't want to sound like a total weakling. I mean, I am, but it takes more muscle sometimes to hold a baby than it would for me to move furniture, to be completely honest. They're quite heavy.
Maybe a sling. Get a little baby, a young one.
Okay.
They sleep more too.
Okay, I'll clear that with the authorities and we'll see if we can do that. Yeah.
Well, give us a call, 13 33 53, if you've got a spare baby for the day.
Just pick one up at the servo on the way home.
Good on you, Judy. Thank you.
Clarsey, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, I'm not having a bet today. Last time I had a bet on a horse, it came in so late that he had to tiptoe back into the stable so he wouldn't wake the other horses up.
Well, there's another Clarsey, Matt and Kimber podcast. Done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Find Clarsey, Matt and Kimber on your radio every weekday for brekkie. And every day this month, find the best prices on curtains, blinds and awnings at ABC Blinds. Call 13 13 15.